have their own
cheap
theme song.
Millennials.
Robbie Williams has done a song in tribute to millennials and hipsters who I hate, I loathe, I despise.
Some of them are okay.
But I must tell you, there is a new study out here that proves to me that they are deadbeats and slackers, and it was put out by millennials and hipsters themselves saying that they are cheapskates. They throw nickels around like manhole covers. When they go into a diner or a restaurant, cop a squat, have a meal served to them, they stiff the waiters and waitresses on a regular basis.
It's disgusting, Justin. Disgusting.
Well, I don't stiff them.
But you said that you have a, like,
I have a capper.
I have a cap. Despite somebody doing just completely adequate, good, you know, solid service, you will not give 20%.
No. I stop at 18.
That's,
why do you need more?
Arbitrary and wrong.
What's arbitrary about
why
it?
Why 18?
18 is like the limit that you can give and not seem like a bad person. So that's what I give.
You know what
it is. Seem like a bad person to me already.
You know what it is. I figured it out. Now, Justin B. Love, he grew up in the deep south, Alabama, went to revival sessions as a holy roller Baptist. I mean, really
like played with
in the
snakes
tradition.
And stuff.
But you must have
talked in tongues.
You must have some Jewish blood in you because 18 is
Curtis.
Considered. And I'll tell
Jesus.
You why.
Curtis.
I'll tell you why. Because 18 is considered the lucky number. So 18 times 2 is 36. 36 times 2, 72. So maybe that's where this idea of 18 came into your head.
Maybe. I don't know. I never give above 18. Even because it's your job. Your job is to serve
no, their,
me well.
Their job is they make, that's how they make their money, is on the
well,
tips.
Yeah, well, they knew that going in.
Yeah,
just
but
like
what
I knew
the,
going in what this profession pays. When
you were
going.
At Johnny Rockets? Not yeah. dancing for the customers?
Yeah, that was my first job out of high school at Johnny Rock.
No, but here's the thing that they wouldn't, his boss didn't let them dance because he thought it was too.
I hated Johnny Rock.
Floofy.
Oh,
apparently.
Lousiest hamburgers I've ever had.
Rocket Double with some special
sauce. They made a good tuna sandwich.
Why would you go to Johnny Rockets to get a tuna sandwich?
Because I thought it was low fat at the time. Mayonnaise. I don't know. Stupid.
Mayonnaise is low fat.
I know.
That's right.
I get it. I get it now, Justin.
So,
but here's the study. It
yes.
was done by creditcards.com. And they surveyed 1,000 Americans 18 and older. And it indicated that 10% of millennials don't tip after a meal. 10%
don't even
of you little
anything.
Bastards don't tip after a meal.
That's right.
Now, I always
Who
tip.
Who does that?
But I'm not afraid to leave 15 if it's subpar service. I'm not afraid to leave 17. 18 is as max I go, between 15 and 18.
Wow.
That's it.
Well, let's see if we
I've
can,
only, yeah, I've only
if we can get our listeners
life.
To right. school, Justin B. Love, whether you I'm happen to be hipsters or millennials or you happen to be baby boomers or whatever generation you're with.
Yeah.
Let's see if we could straighten Justin B. Love out and the rest of these hipsters and millennials like our own Brian Mongalooch and others who really feel like they shouldn't have to tip 20% under any circumstance.
I always tip above. And in fact, when we go to Europe where they don't really do tips, we still tip. And they look
Why?
At us like we're nuts.
Why?
Because it is ingrained in my being, the fiber of my being, that, you know what? It's like, they're hardworking people. And unless they were obnoxious and you know, they were jerks, they're hardworking people. We usually try to be friendly and, you know, get, you know, have a little, you know, back and forth. And it's like, you know what? Where else should my money go? Like to buy Prada? No. So I'm going to
yes.
give it to cool people.
Yeah. Well, you also have to think the things that we do not have to tip on anymore, that I've never really had to tip to take a ride somewhere.
Oh,
Uber doesn't require you to tip. Lyft doesn't require
you
to tip.
So you don't tip them?
No. Why would I? When Uber first came out, it didn't have an option to tip. Then all of a sudden, their drivers went, "We're not getting paid enough." And they went, "Oh, we'll just pass that along to the customer as a tip."
How do you sleep at night?
No tip.
Wow.
You don't tip taxi drivers, obviously. You don't round up.
Well, it depends.
Oh, look at you. How is this
okay.
different then?
So, yeah, how is it?
You're scared of them, aren't
cab.
You? He's scared of them.
Yeah, you're
yeah they're
feels
probably
like,
toting.
He feels like he's going to be called racist if he doesn't or something.
Yeah, I was drunk one time and I actually forgot the tip
time.
And the cabbie drove up and stopped me
oh,
and
God.
Said, "You didn't tip." I gave
wow.
him a 50.
What?
The only time I ever gave above 18%. It's all I had. It's all I had.
How about asking for change or tell him to go?
He just stopped me when I was walking on the sidewalk.
Why was I going to ask him for change?
Did he scream Allah Akbar before he was ready to?
Oh my God, you get bullied, and then that's when you fall apart.
Yeah, that's the only time. Well,
jeez,
I'd right. with Curtis.
Well, let's try to school him. Yeah. I know many of our listeners out there, they may work in the service industry as waiters, waitresses, or they have already, or they have a certain pro forma that they use mm-hmm. when they go out. Particularly if whether the service is subpar or the service is above and beyond what you had anticipated. Could you all teach this millennial hipster, Justin Belove, our phone producer, our phone screener and producer, the invader from Alabama, what the decorum should be? 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.
Do you tip delivery people? Like if Domino's guy comes over and drops off stuff, $12.25, and you've got a 10 and a 5. Do you ask him for change back? You do,
no,
don't you?
I know. Well, you have to. I do it on a card. I just order it through an app. So the tip's built in.
So what is that? So if it's Pablo from College Point coming from that pizza parlor on College Point Boulevard, famous for the 9 o'clock, $9
pizzas,
you know, the one who's now in detention for bringing it to Fort Hamilton, the Army base, you wouldn't give poor Pablo, the illegal alien, some pesos?
No, see, so on the Seamless app, you can select your tip, and it's either 10, 15, or 20. I pick 10.
Oh my God! But here's the thing:
I just want some food.
When you get the option, it says like 15, 25 in the middle, and then 20. I always go for the middle one. Like I feel like that I'm a cheapskater because they're showing it in front of me, and so it's like, oh man. But you know, I would rather do that. I would rather pay people well than. Pointless.
When your parents in Alabama were taking you out after a revival session on Sunday to crack a barrel.
after you put down the snakes and started speaking English again.
When you went to crack a barrel, I bet you they actually tipped 20%, right? Yeah, because they're old school.
But I never saw those receipts. So I don't know.
Fancy pants.
I don't know. And I get upset if you're like in a group of eight and it automatically adds gratuity.
That's okay.
But take off the option at the end of the receipt where it says, please tip. And it gives you another line because so many people still write down. You've already gotten my tip. I'm not writing you another one.
That's. I feel the server should tell you that
they don't.
Been done.
They don't.
Well, some do.
Let's go to our phones here. Sean is calling from New York. Welcome to Curtis, Justin, and Juliet Huddy here on WABC. Sean.
Sean.
Hey. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Yes, Sean.
All right, so I want to chime in. I'm on board with you guys. I'm a New Yorker. I'm a big tipper. Always was. If the service is not the best, you still give them something. If they're rude, give them a little less. They know they were rude, but you got to remember, a lot of these people are getting paid way less than minimum wage, so they have to make it up on their tips.
Yeah, Justin.
And a lot of them are college kids. A lot of them are doing second jobs.
Are you a Gen Xer? Are you a baby boomer? Are you a millennial?
I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah, baby boomer. We were brought up strictly like that. Don't be a skin flint, a welcher, a deadbeat.
I don't even know what that is.
It sounds sexual.
My daughter's a skin flint.
She's down in North Carolina. She's going to college, and I've been down there to visit her. And when I tip that 25% sometimes.
Oh, they freak out.
Because they're real life. They look at me like I got two heads. And I said, listen, you were wonderful. You were personable. And I've had my daughter been stiff. If the bill came to $37.40, they'd leave a 30-cent tip.
Yeah, not only that, that's Sean, the next time if you were ever to go in there, they would be at your beck and call.
No wonder why.
18%, Sean.
Oh, my
18%.
God. That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's a lucky number in the Jewish faith. That's probably why you do it. Let's go to Gus in New York. Welcome to Curtis, Justin, and Juliet Huddy here at WABC. Gus. Yes, hello, Gus.
Hello.
Hi, Gus.
Yes. Yeah, my name is Constantine, not Gus.
Oh, my mistake. I'm sorry, Constantine.
No problem. Yeah, I'm a New Yorker, and I worked in the restaurant industry for a very long time. Right now I'm doing Uber, so I'm pretty much in the tipping business.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing I wanted you guys to know that in the restaurant, a lot of restaurants do not pay for a shift. So everything that a waiter or a busboy makes is the tip.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Russian restaurants, a lot of Italian restaurants, pretty much everything that's not in Manhattan, Brooklyn area, Queens area, the waiters, they do not make a shift. So if you guys do, if you guys don't leave a tip, we don't eat.
Now, I know.
Now,
I
Constantine, you sound like you Greek. Did you take
I'm
your
Russian.
Tip? Russian. All right. Did you go into the back room then and gamble in away with the rest of the staff?
Oh, God. Curtis.
No, no, definitely not.
Well, I just smacked Curtis on the arm
that
for
really
you.
That happens, especially amongst the Greeks. Jeez. Anyway, let's go to Tom calling from Jersey. Welcome to WABC, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I took my son. I don't remember the details of why my son was paying. Usually I pay for everything he does. But I saw him paying the lady after he got his hair cut, and I said, did you tip her? He goes, oh, no. I had to send him back in. I'm like, how's this kid going to make it through life?
Mm-hmm. Good dad. See, that's good.
Now, Tom, in the past, when you would go for a haircut, the barber or the hairstylist, he would watch you tip, right, the barber or hairstylist?
Yeah, well, we had a neighbor that used to cut their hair, so he wouldn't charge them, so I would just give them extra for my haircut.
This would be my remedy to that, Tom, because your kid, you don't want him to be a skinflint. Is put a bowl on his head the next time and say, if you don't want a tip, I'll cut your hair the old-fashioned way with a bowl on your head.
Exactly. And Juliet, I love you on the show.
Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
Anyway, let's go to Tito, who's calling from Long Island. Welcome to WABC, Tito.
Oh, I love Tito's.
Yeah, listen, you keep mentioning 18 being the lucky Jewish number. It's chai.
Hi, right. Okay,
hi.
Thank you.
Say hi.
Hi. Well, it's like in...
Hi.
What?
Hi.
That's right. It's like in Japan where you go, hi.
Listen,
hi.
Curtis.
Yes.
Curtis, listen to me.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you a quick joke.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
This better be good.
You hear about the guy that was half Jewish and half Italian? When he went to confession, he took his lawyer with him.
That is pretty good. Not quite there yet. That's not going to make Def Jam come.
He also was whispering, too. So it was like he wasn't confident. He was worried he was going to offend somebody.
Well, because he's, you know, obviously he didn't want Hashem to hear that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But
me, it would have been JC. Him, it's Hashem.
But it doesn't work when you whisper on the radio.
There's a problem here. If you're going to continue to exist in our city, our world here, you invaded.
Yeah, in our world.
It's now our city, Curtis.
Yeah, because you guys are invaded.
Calm down, honey. I don't think so.
To me, you're like what Trump calls the invaders from south of the border. To me, hipsters and millennials are invaders. So pony up. Pay the 20%. Now, if the service isn't good, I understand. 18, 16, 15. Want to send a message to them. But by
God.
Please, what's the difference between 20% and 18%? 20%?
Yeah. I guarantee you right now he's thinking, but then what's the difference between 15 and 18%? That's where his little cheapy mind goes.
Now I'm rethinking my whole system.
You should. I'm embarrassed for you.
Anyway, our number's 1-800-848.
I'm going to send a picture out of you.
WABC.